We started discussing some halachas about Kiddush and Shabbos. We explained the kavan of Kiddush is establishing that now is Shabbos, a special day, a day which is different than the rest of the week. Therefore, we make Kiddush in the beginning of Shabbos, make Havdalah at the end of Shabbos to separate this day from the weekdays. And we also include in Kiddush the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is what Shabbos represents, us becoming the nation of Hashem and Yichudai, and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There's a halacha that one is not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush. And this halacha includes any type of eating, any type of drinking, and even water, including water. One is not to drink before Kiddush, not to drink water. If someone was Mekabel Shabbos early Shabbos, or a lady who lights Neiris, and with the lighting of the Neiris in the Kabbalah Shabbos, so then also, from then, really they should not eat or drink. However, if they need to, then until Shkia, one could drink water. But if he already daven Mayriv, if he was with Kabbalah Shabbos early and he daven Mayriv, then already he has to make Kiddush in order to be able to eat or drink even water. Yes.
Woman, coffee, tea.
Water is fine. Coffee or tea is already a question, and therefore they should stick to water. Okay. Yes. Good question. The Chiv Kiddush comes once Shabbos begins. However, till Shkia, one could be make unless they're Mekal Shabbos with Baruch Hu.
What about the morning?
I'm not up to the morning yet. We're still in the beginning. Okay, but that was a good question. What about the morning? Okay, there's a second halach over here. The Kiddush has to be B'mokim Suda. What does it mean B'mokim Suda? B'mokim means in the place of the Suda. Yeah, it means where you're eating the Suda, that's where Kiddush must be. And this plays out in two aspects. First, what is considered Suda? This is a big machlekes. What's considered Suda? According to some Rishonim, Suda is Dafka Pas, washing on bread. So Kiddush must be made where you're going to wash on bread. And according to these Shitas, until you get to the place where you're going to wash on bread and make Kiddush over there, you cannot eat or drink. However, other Rishonim hold that Kiddush B'makim Suda is referring to Mezainis also. That you can fulfill Suda with Mezainis. And that's what many people do in the morning, even though we didn't get to the morning yet, but that's what many people do in the morning. We have Kiddush with Mezainis. Kiddush B'makim Suda is Mezainis. As opposed to at night, where the mitzvah of Kiddush is Do'iraisa, so then we will be Machmer as much as possible, like the Shita that's with bread. If someone is stuck and they need to eat or drink and they're not ready to eat the Suda, or they're not in the place where they can eat the Suda with Pas, so then they can be Semach on those Shittas that hold that's Mezainis at night. But at night we're more careful not to have to come on to that. There's another Shitta which holds that even a Revius of Yayin, which is around 3 ounces of wine, not that much, 3.2 ounces of wine, is also called Suda. Mishmura holds that the one that's making the Kiddush has to drink two Revias, one for Kiddush and one for the Suda. And this Shita is also not so accepted. Therefore, at night, again, we stay away from relying on this Shita. But in the morning, let's say on Pesach, when we don't have Mezainis, some people don't eat Gebrox, so they may have to rely on this Shita, that drinking a Revias of Yayin is enough for Kiddush B'makim Suda. That's one din of Kiddush B'makim Suda. The second din of Kiddush B'makim Suda is that the Kiddush should be made in the place where you're in the Suda, and you should not change places between Kiddush and Suda. One should not walk outside. Anything which is considered Shinui Makim, to walk outside, even if you have in mind they're coming back, but that's an automatic Shinui Makim. You're changing your place, and that should not be done. Even to go from one room to another room, depends if you had das to do when you made the Kiddush, or if you could see the other room from where you made the Kiddush. There are halachas about that. So therefore, these are the two din that come out. Number one, one must make sure that the Kiddush will be followed with a Suda, whether it's Mezainis, Hamaitzi, or the Vias Yayin. And number two, the Kiddush should be in the place of the Suda. There were some Gedolim that were knowing that they would wash, they wouldn't get up from where they made Kiddush. They would have someone bring them a basin of water so they could wash where they made the Kiddush. So that's Kiddush B'makim Suda. However, we make it, we go into the kitchen because we have das. There's a stam das that you're going to go into the kitchen, go into whatever room. On sukkahs, it's a big kiddush. We'll end with this. On sukkahs, people that have sukkahs outside, they make kiddush in sukkah, and then they go inside to wash. It's a question of shini mokim, but there's room to be makel if you don't have a choice, because in sukkahs, it's a normal thing to go from the sukkah to the house to the sukkah, so we'll view it as if it's an extension of the house. But normally, just to walk outside for a few minutes and then to come back in, that's an issue. Have a wonderful Shabbos.